rest like a stone, waits for the sun, waiting at the bottom of the ocean. Like a jewel waits for the sand, like a jewel waits for the sand. Music for the children. We can teach how to crawl. Demon dancing's all I know. Demon dancing's all I know. Demon dancing's all I know. Like the enemy of all that breathes, rest like the enemy of all that sees. In the poison ocean blue, she'll come home to you. She'll come home. She'll come
I feel. grounded, shredding our veils, unwinding our sheets of the dead world, droning, overturning tables, laden with silver sacrificial birds, beating goatskin drums, advancing with hands outstretched, when we keep filling them with mercury, nitrate, asbestos, baby bombs blasting blue, scavengers picking through the ashes, children of the mills, children of the junkyards, sleepy, illiterate, fuzzy little rats, horned paint, sniffing, stoned out of their shaved heads, forgotten, foraging, mystical children, foul-mouthed, glassy-eyed, hallucinating.
Music right there from a living rock legend taking on a legendary rock song. It is Patti Smith doing her take on Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. You can find that on Patti Smith's full cover album called 12. It was back in November when we did our annual episode of Under the Covers, two full hours of nothing but cover songs. I had really, really hoped to squeeze something from that Patti Smith album for that episode, but just did not find an opportunity to do that. So happy to work that into now. If you are curious about that full 2 hours, know that you can still find that on our listening platform. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with IE. And yeah, when you are there, you will find over 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy just simply waiting to press play, press pause, come and go as you like. And when I think about that particular episode, I was at death's door with a horrible, horrible, horrible cold. And you can tune into that episode and absolutely laugh at just how deep my voice got. Before Patti Smith, we had new music from Anoni and the Johnsons. The new album is called My Back Was a Bridge for You to Cross. Anoni released it just last summer. We heard the song Rest. Okay, where are we headed to next? Right now we have music, new music, from Toronto's very own Leslie Feist.
Friends, it's a lie. last thing I'd say. Don't be sad, my friend. That's the last thing you'll hear me say. If you're sad, my friend, why would I take that away? We could pretend that it's not as bad as they say, though there is good and evil locked in that eternal embrace.
in my solitude, I'm praying, dear Lord above, send me back my love.
I'm gonna miss you.
Sometimes as your trusted music programmer, your trusted music nerd, I get so excited to put together a 3-song set and I know where it's going to go. And I get excited about you getting to listen and discover where it goes. I just absolutely love the melancholy that starts in that Fife song that just goes through the Billie Holiday song and then explodes in the Alabama Shake song. Again, this is just pure music nerding out as your trusted music programmer. So let's talk about what we just heard. Yes, of course, right there, it is music from the Alabama Shakes. That song is from the band's sophomore album, Sound and Color. It is called Miss You. Brittany Howard, lead singer and frontwoman to Alabama Shakes, is set to release her sophomore solo album next month. February 9th is the release date. And ooh, I promise you that will be featured here on Girly So Groovy. In the middle, it is trailblazing blues jazz vocalist Billie Holiday with her song Solitude. That is from the 1941 album Love Songs. Now, that just so happens to be a little prelude to what we'll be doing here next week on Girly So Groovy. If you remember, I've told you this already, but I will say it again. Last year, we tried something new. Every month, we set aside 1 hour in the program to celebrate trailblazing, groundbreaking artists and the bands influenced by their work. Well, we're going to kick off 2024 with Billie Holiday as our trailblazing start of the year. A huge thank you to all you listeners who emailed me to let me know that, yes, we should continue the series. I am excited to do it. I was going to do it if there was others that wanted to hear it, so I was happy to know that you were wanting to hear it. If there are any trailblazers or groundbreakers you think that we should celebrate in 2024, please message me. Find us on social media. We are on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we're on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy, ending with IE. Remember last year we did over 11 groundbreaking artists, and I would love to do that again this year. Who is a trailblazer in a particular genre that you think we should focus? Let me know. Before Billie Holiday, we heard brand new music from Feist. Her new album is called Multitudes. It was released back in the spring. Now, Feist finds herself coming up on a fantastic tour in 2024. Sarah McLachlan reached out to Feist and asked her to be the opening act for Sarah McLachlan's 30th anniversary tour of her album Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. That is going to be just a fabulous combination, both Feist and Sarah McLachlan. Allison Russell as well will be doing some of the shows, but I think Feist is the bulk opening act for the bulk of the tour. And then, of course, in addition to being the opening act for Sarah McLachlan's tour this summer, Feist will have her own Multitudes tour throughout the winter. Definitely, if you are in any of our or many of our listening areas of Girly So Groovy, whether it's Winnipeg, Victoria, Vancouver, right here in Windsor and Detroit, you will want to check Feist's website to see tour dates. Again, if you are a Windsor and Detroit listener, you can catch Feist June 13th at Michigan Lottery Amphitheater at Freedom Hill as a supporting act for Sarah McLachlan. But again, so many cities, Chicago, another one, Girly So Groovy, we love coming to you there. Again, checking out just simply Feist's website. Listen to Feist.com for more information on her tour dates. Lots more music to get to in the second hour, but let's wrap up this first hour. Brooklyn Duran is a queer singer-songwriter from Toronto who has been a staple in the Toronto folk music scene for over a decade. Her latest release is called Fixer Upper. It's from last summer. And while she may be a Toronto artist, here is Brooklyn Duran with the song Michigan State right now here on Girly So Groovy.
You look pretty. So
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and you, yes, you, the loyal listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio. Coming up